Good morning, Jarrett.
Good morning, Bob.
Well, lots to talk about this morning. We have music and art and a play, and we're going to start out with the art part at the ICA. The fascinating title of this exhibit, it's called One Lump or Two, the work of Amy Silman.
Yeah, I love this this show. I love the title. I loved her. This is, for the adults out there, this is where you should go trick-or-treating tonight because this really is a treat. So, oh my, that was so corny. So sorry to do this to you so early in the morning, Bob. But Amy Silman, this is the first ever career retrospective of this really, really fantastic artist. And it goes all the way from the mid-1990s to the present, about 90 works. And you see the full span of her career. Starting with these drawings, and you really get a sense of her humor to begin with. And I did have the chance to speak with her recently, so just to get us started here, this is what she had to say about seeing her first ever retrospective of her work.
I have a personal relationship with every single thing in here. I mean, I dragged it around. I probably built it or stretched it or I touched it. I probably mangled it. I probably wrecked it and then saved it before it even got here. I said to everyone, it's a combination of a bar mitzvah and menopause.
That's good.
In other words, cold feet and hot flashes.
She's a great lady, and you really see this humor in her work in some of the most magnificent ways. I mean, figures tugging along this giant world with them that you can identify. She does these great, essentially cartoons, sort of taking on elite circles and academics and philosophers. It's a really great show, but what has resonated most with me is her ability to paint, her ability with the line and color. Some of her best work, I think, in this show is in abstraction. I mean, I can't remember the last time that we saw somebody contemporary painting in abstraction in just ways that really harken back to some of the great traditions of painting. And she's so talented. And as I said, you see the full scope of this work in ways that she's always branching out, including at the end of the show where you see her working with iPads. There are other artists who are doing this to some degree using new technology. David Hockney comes to mind as another contemporary artist, and she's doing it really, really well. And I think that you can appreciate everywhere she branches out for the way you just go back to that heart, that middle, and just her skill with the paintbrush and color.
It sounds like such a variety of stuff. It's really hard to describe.
It is difficult to describe, and I think that's one of the best things about it. You just look at this one woman who is so prolific and so talented in whatever she does.
Okay, next we turn to actually a good friend of mine, a great artist, the singer and songwriter Patty Larkin.
And she's going to be appearing at Beale House in Kingston this Saturday, November 2nd. And it's for her new album, Still Green. And I had the chance to talk with her recently as well because this album really struck me. She wrote this after losing both of her parents and watching her sister, a pianist, suffer a stroke. So she just went through this extraordinary period of just devastation and loss and seeing how people's lives can be diminished. And so I did ask her about this, and she jokes that some of her song titles are terribly depressing, like So Cold, Nothing Else Really Matters, and It Could Be Worse. But truthfully, it also was a painful process for her.
I would say two or three of them are very raw, even for me to listen to now. And because I know where I was, I know what was happening when I wrote them, and you can sort of hear it in my voice. Some of them I could only record two or three times in a row, and that was by myself in my own studio. And I'd have to just stop because I just got too emotional about it.
Huh. That's fascinating because she is such an intense performer and composer. She's such a great guitarist and instrumentalist as well. So she has it all.
And it's interesting to listen to this album because I think, you know, we all can relate to loss. And more than anything that I do in this work in covering the arts, I'm fascinated by process. And so here you have this woman who she was recording little bits of her songs everywhere she could, she grabbing a cell phone or grabbing a recorder or writing little bits on napkins. And then she pieced it all together later. And then you listen to the music and it's actually it's rather hopeful and it's uplifting. So there is this contrast between what this poor woman was going through and then this really great album and CD. And she's just a terrific person, as you know.
Okay, well, Patty Larkin's latest, and that's The title again, I know she had a CD that was called Red. So this is kind of the still green. It's how she's still dealing with the colors there. We turn next to two plays, one by Company One called Splendor. And you saw the show last night?
I saw it last night. I was able to get home in time to watch the end of the World series. But I am glad that I began my evening this way with Splendor at Company One, which plays at Boston Center for the Arts through November 16th. This is a new play by Kirsten Greenwich, who wrote Luck of the Irish, which was presented by the Huntington Theater Company last year. She's a local playwright, and this is a piece that in this full form is being presented for the first time here at Company One, and it's very, very interesting. It basically brings together 45 years of Thanksgiving Eves. And so she dives in sort of episodically, dives into moments of families and friends. And I think what's really interesting is, first of all, we have this context of Thanksgiving. What happens at Thanksgiving? We go home to our families, and whether that's friends or our actual families, and we let our guards down, and it's raw, and there's generally drinking involved. And so you're at your sort of most emotional state because you are at home. And here's what we see, and what's sort of heartbreaking in a way, is one of our first images of two girls just playing playing together. You can tell that they're really, really good friends, and this is that they're just, they're kids. They have an innocence, and they're loving life. And then one of the next scenes, we see that life has happened. We see them as adults. We see what's impacted their lives and their families. And so you have, as I said, a multitude of characters coming together, and eventually you figure out how their situations intertwined. Because it is a fictional town set in Massachusetts, which Kirsten Greenwich has used before, this fictional town of Bellington, I think it's stuff that we can all relate to. That, you know, this catastrophic event that happened in the town to one of the families, to, you know, finding out truths about your parents in ways that they may have tried to protect you but misguided you throughout your childhood. It's really a fascinating work and such an interesting, very layered piece.
It's funny because when I think of family Thanksgivings, I don't necessarily think of the word splendor.
No.
So I'm just kind of a curious title for this play.
Yeah, well, it is resplendent, I have to say.
Okay, well, here's another curious title, Water by the Spoonful.
Right, and this was the Pulitzer Prize winner for drama last year by Chiara Alegria-Hudez, and this is presented at the Lyric Stage Company through November 16th. This is also, in many ways, about relationship, too. You have an Iraq War veteran who's come home, and his best relationship is with his cousin, somebody who's also, you know, he's had his trauma of the war. He has a leg injury. She has just gone through a divorce, and they sort of help each other. And at the same time, you dive into a chat room. This is sort of the second aspect of the play, a chat room for drug addicts. And so in this show, in the most tender way you can think, because this writing is so terrific, you see how people relate to one another, both in person through these two individuals, the Iraq War vet and his cousin, and this internet chat room, and how people find a community, even though it's so remote, in cyber space.
Wow. Okay, so that's Water by the Spoonful at the Lyric Stage Company through November 16th. And we do have an open studio tomorrow night at 8:30 at WGBH2.
Yeah, I'll take you to the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum, where they've just recently renovated or cleaned their Flemish tapestries. And it's a huge process that involves international travel. Personal pleasure for me, I had the opportunity to sit down with Jennifer Westfeldt, who many people know from her iconic indie film Kissing Jessica Stein. She's a Huntington Theater show, The Power of Duff, and we look at a jewelry designer. So it's a fun show.
Well, it's always great. Open studio Friday nights at 8:30 on WGBH2 with Jared Bowen. A really unique look at the arts in our region. So thank you, Jared.
Thanks, Bob.
Have a great weekend, everyone, and we'll see you next week, Jared.